Sunrise Radio Podcast.
It's a sad fact. One person takes their own life every 40 seconds, and that more people end their lives each year than the deaths from homicide or war combined. For the past decade, an international collective of healthcare professionals, academics, charities, crisis workers, and people who've attempted suicide have worked together to try and reduce deaths by suicide across the world. Dr. Alan Berman is from the International Association for Suicide Prevention.
We know that about 90% of people who die by suicide or who make life-threatening attempts have a mental disorder. So first and foremost, stigma surrounds mental illness and the help-seeking that is necessary for those of us who are clinical professionals to treat those mental illnesses. We can treat and treat successfully roughly about 80% of all patients who come into our offices. Getting them into our offices is part of the problem. Males in particular are not help seekers. We have to advocate for public awareness that will energize people to reduce the barriers. We have to advocate for a greater efforts to find ways to mobilize men in particular to seek help.
Having spent a number of years campaigning on behalf of people who live with forms of mental illness, and having lived with bouts of depression myself, I know only too well how difficult it can be to reach out and seek help from healthcare professionals. Taking that first step is difficult, but it can make a huge difference. There is one organisation that you can approach completely anonymously and in confidence without fear of being judged. The Samaritans. Their spokesperson is Peter Gibson.
We are here to talk to people. When life gets too much, it doesn't matter what the reason is, but if you've got nobody else to talk to, you can speak to us. Telephone, text, email. 20,000 volunteers across 200 branches, England and Ireland, Scotland, Wales, 24/7. It's when problems are beginning. That's when we will probably do our best work. When life's got too much and you don't know who to turn to, that's the time to call Samaritans.
Peter, if we do get in touch with the Samaritans, what can we expect?
What we do is give people a chance to talk about things in an open way where they're in complete control. And often that space brings the stress levels down, for starters. It short circuits some of the conversations that are going around in their head. But more often than not, it's a really safe place to talk about those things that actually you find the hardest to talk about.
Across West Yorkshire and Manchester, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.